Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. You know, I hope that you have enjoyed our summer study of Sisters Studying Sisters, and if you've missed any of our study this summer, they've all been recorded, so if you're listening to this, you know that you have found at spiritofsuccess.com the Make Mondays Count podcast section, and they'll be posted for just a little while longer, so you can go back and review any that you might not have heard or just want to review. Today, we're going to conclude our summer study, but first, just a quick review of where God has led us this summer. If you had a chance to listen in to the study on Hannah, you learned about what to do when you're misunderstood. You also learned how to gain godly discernment with decisions, and you learned how to trust God with your children and your grandchildren. If you joined us for a study on Deborah, you learned how to use the leadership influence that God has given each of us to His glory. You learned how to defend your own personal home, in essence your homeland, and fight back against Satan's schemes. And from Deborah, we also learned that God is always at work, even when things look most dire. And in our study of Ruth this summer, we learned that our character is revealed in times of challenge, and that unless you give something up, what you get doesn't really mean anything, and that Christ, our Redeemer, gave it all, gave His life to give us the gift of eternity. You know, it has been a blessed summer study, studying our sisters of faith and learning from their real-life circumstances, things that we face just as much today. And we wrap up our summer study, studying today, two sisters, Mary and Martha. Now, I wonder, do you have a sister? I don't have a sister, but God has blessed me with a godly sister-in-law named Rhonda. We were friends in high school, which is how she and my brother met. She and I have many things in common, but we each have uniquenesses as well. Rhonda is very gracious and thoughtful and very caring and creative and patient. She is sacrificial and very others-focused, among many of her God-given gifts. I, on the other hand, tend to be a little bit louder, a little bit less patient, a little bolder, a little less creative. We each have our own unique strengths and differences. Can you relate with your sister or a close loved one? You know, God made us different for His purposes. Thank goodness we don't have a whole world of just vanilla ice cream, right? We're all different. We see this in the lives of two sisters who were great friends of Jesus, Mary and Martha. You know, they had things in common. They loved the Lord. They loved Jesus. They also had love for their brother, Lazarus. They were a very close-knit family of siblings. Mary and Martha also believed in Christ, not just as a good friend, but as their Savior, and they desired to tell others, let others know that Christ, whom they had long awaited, had come, that Christ was here. They loved to serve the Lord however they could. But they were also created uniquely with different gifts, which God wanted them to use to His glory. Now, both sisters served the Lord through their giftedness. But there's one situation recorded in Luke chapter 10 that gives us an example of how to keep first things first, even when we are serving the Lord. Perhaps you are familiar with this, but let's not let familiarity cause us to not listen and tune in to what the Lord is saying. Luke chapter 10, starting in verse 38. As Jesus and His disciples were on their way, He came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to Him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what He said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to Him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." You know, I imagine we can relate to times in our lives when we have been like Mary, sitting at Jesus' feet. And I imagine that there have been times when we've been like Martha, busy, doing, serving, getting it done. Now, to be clear, Martha did have times when she sat at Jesus' feet, and Mary did have times when she was busy serving and doing. But this instance is not a condemnation of Martha's character. It was rather a lesson that God knew that we would need just as much as Martha needed then. As author Jill Briscoe wrote about this very passage, let me quote from her writings. Jill Briscoe writes, "It wasn't that Martha didn't know what it was to enjoy the Master's company, because we understand that Martha also sat at Jesus' feet. It was just a question of priorities. Martha was busy getting a banquet ready when soup and sandwiches would have been quite adequate. Jesus gently reminded her that she was worried and troubled about many dishes, but Mary had chosen the best dish. When Jesus saw women who were distracted," Jill goes on to write, "by their serving, he did not fail to remind them that man does not live on bread alone. First things need to come first. First the master, then the meat," he reminded Martha. And that's from Jill Briscoe's writing. So our Savior is lovingly reminding us today, as we leave the often slower pace of summer and enter the often faster pace of fall, to each day remember that putting first things first takes intentionality and a love for the Lord that creates that desire that we would want what God wants for us. Putting first things first, sitting at his feet first daily, helps us to know that what he wants for us is to act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with him. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you receive the message from God today that will encourage and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you would like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Telebible study time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.